everyone. Welcome back to Disturbed Nerds. We're live. We're here.
How are you doing? Did you drink water today? Are you still drinking the tears of your enemies? All of those are acceptable.
Seriously, if you're in the South right now, it was 103 degrees outside, okay? I walked out and we're supposed to be getting some showers tonight. It's not going to be showering. It's going to be steaming because water isn't even going to hit the ground. It's going to evaporate. That is how hot it is.
That is the choice. You wanted to live in hellfire. Speaking of Keely, what are we talking about today?
Today we are talking about Stranger Things, the fourth season. Yeah, fourth season. I had to think for a moment.
Good job holding up five. Okay, there you go.
Fourth season. Yeah, we're talking about Stranger Things season four. Or I guess they call them volume four, whatever.
Yeah. Oh boy, are we going to have spoilers from the first episode to the last and everything in between. So this is your one and only spoiler alert.
All the spoilers, seriously. If you have not watched this show and you're listening to this, you're dumb. Stop listening. Seriously, mute us, turn us off right now because we're going to ruin everything and there ain't going to be no surprises. I think that's enough spoilers. Alert. Yep. Yeah, I think we're good. If we're not good, then it's their fault.
Pretty much. So I don't know where to start, but let's start with the absolute tragedy that is Eddie Munson's character.
Oh my God, I love Eddie. Eddie is a delight. Okay, so I do this thing where if a character dies for some therapy, I read fan fiction. So I've been reading Stranger Things fan fiction with Eddie because I love Eddie. He is a delight, okay? When he comes on screen and he smiles and he's just there, you can't help but feel happy. I love him. And he has got I feel really bad for him. And because he gets thrown into this shit, okay? And has no fucking idea what the hell is going on.
Not even that, but let's talk character arc and character development. Because he starts off as like a sexist POS, right? He gradually moves through Erica and Chrissy and no longer becomes sexist. So exactly. That's one of many.
Yeah. But I really liked the interaction with him and Chrissy. I know we've talked about this before, that they really regretted killing her because that scene was shot after her death scene. So,
yeah, you know, the producers were like, oh, we didn't know how much on-screen chemistry the two of them would have.
Yeah, that scene was so cute and so endearing and just like they meshed so well together and it was so adorable. And when I read that, I was like, okay, I feel y'all. Can y'all just like retcon? Because that was adorable. That entire scene. Because I was kind of iffy at first with Eddie because he kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And then the scene with him and Chrissy just kind of really like, you got to know him more and kind of humanized him. And then she dies.
Oh yeah, the scene and in the woods like, was so cute. And even when he's like trying to help her back at their trailer, he's just very sweet, and I love that he plays D&D. I'm in a beginner campaign for D&D. However, I will say it's not as stressful as Hellfire's campaigns are. But when Erica joins the fray and he completely underestimates her and she gives him a big fuck you, that was a glorious moment.
Mm-hmm. I have never played D&D in my entire life. I know nothing about D&D at all. Nothing. Not been anything that I have ever had an interest in. I get distracted way too easily. It's never been anything that I've been interested in, but I do like his character. He has a nice little character arc because he kind of runs and he runs and then he doesn't run when I want him to run. He didn't run when I wanted him to run, Caroline. I was very displaced. I know. Mom and I were yelling at the television, okay? Okay, so this entire season, Mom and I were really stressed out about Steve because we love Steve Harrington. He has a great character, has a great arc, and I just had this really bad feeling that he was going to die because
I would have been better off with Steve dying than Eddie Munson. I honestly think that Eddie's death hit a lot harder because he wasn't the hero character. If Steve had just like been killed while protecting the group, kind of like what they passed Hopper off as doing at the end of season 3, I wouldn't have put much stock in it. I would have been like, okay, he's like the fall hero. He likes to step in. Like, that's a fitting death for him. But for Eddie Munson to go out like that, it wasn't right.
But I think that was like him. I think that was him not running, because he had been running the entire season from everything, from himself, from everything that has happened. Because again, he got thrown into this shit. And at first he didn't understand what was going on until they told him. Okay. All he knew was that this girl that he was trying to help, because he could see that something was wrong, suddenly was just died in front of him and he couldn't do anything.
And not just died, like risen into the air. Eyes sucked into her head, bone cracking.
Exactly. It is like a horrifying death.
It was. And if you don't know what the hell is happening, even the characters who had experienced the upside down and different phenomena before were all like, Jesus Christ.
It was horrifying. It's one thing to be like killed by a monster, but be killed by something you can't see. That's even scarier. And to not really understand. And
feeding
on
your fear. And that's another thing about Chrissy that I wish we had gotten into, was I wanted more backstory, like on her eating disorder, on her mother, on why she was going through trauma and in therapy. Like,
it
was a really nice note to have talked about therapy, and the show kind of glazed over that a little bit.
Yeah, but they also did that with the dude with the glasses, Nancy's little helper.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't really explain what his trauma was, and they didn't explain what...
Well, they explained, because it was earlier in the show, was the girl got killed.
And then you had the other
dude.
That
was so long ago in the show, I feel like we really needed a refresher.
Dude, the jock, the Fred, I think his name was Fred.
I don't remember, other than Jason, I don't remember a single one of them, and they were not significant. And yeah, I barely remember Jason.
And we remember him because he was a jerk.
Just because he attacked Lucas in the attic. I didn't need that whole sub story. I didn't need it, personally.
I didn't need him being all crazy and screwing up things. I knew he was going to screw it up. The second they realized he found out that they were in the house and went, he's going to screw this up. And he did. If he wouldn't have freaking got there and screwed up everything, actually maybe not be in a coma.
But then she would have been awoken faster than Eleven could have gone in to help defeat Vecna.
Yeah, but so, still.
Meh, plot device.
So, like, I wasn't upset when when Jason died. I was like, God, finally, now let's kill Angela, the stupid little blonde bitch who's picking on Eleven.
Oh, but Angela, unfortunately, had nothing to do with this. Really nothing to do with the overall story.
No, she did it. All she was a bully.
She was just a bully, yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't really
Although
like
when
that
she got hit
either.
With the skate, I felt that because I was super bullied in elementary school, and I threw a girl off the bus. Not like, hey, bitch, leave. Like, grabbed her by the hair and threw her off the bus. So you know what? Getting back at your bully, and for legal reasons, I do not recommend this, can feel really damn good.
Oh, yeah. But no, yeah, when she got hit in the face with a skate, I did not even feel bad because she was just unnecessarily cruel.
Yeah, that's what you get.
And I went, yeah. And I went, oh, this is going to backfire. But yeah, because, I could have done without the bullying. I know it's, like, real. I mean, I was bullied in middle school. I hated gym class and I hated changing in front of people because, you know, I'm a twig, right? You know this. I'm a twig. But in middle school, they used to call me anorexic. These stupid bitches who were not that much skinnier than me, okay? They were maybe a size or two bigger than me, but they had the freaking audacity to call me anorexic and bulimic and shit. And kids are awful. And you know who are the worst bullies? Chicks are. Girls are the worst.
Women are very mean to each other.
They can be very mean. And so I felt really bad for Eleven, who really, she's never really been around girls her own age other than Max, and she doesn't really understand. But do you know who also made me sad this season? Just take a guess.
For me it was Max, but I think you're gonna have a different person.
Well, Max made me sad when she was reading her letter to Billy. I was bawling. And they kind of missed an opportunity with Billy, because I think if Billy would have lived, I think he could have been a really big asset. I think he could have had a really great arc.
Well, one, you needed to have trauma for Max.
Yeah.
And you know what? That scene when she was reading his letter at the grave, like, she's going to win awards for that. That was beautiful acting. That was
incredible. Acting. Yes, it was. That was amazing.
She goes back to the trailer and she gets trapped in Vecna's vision and she's hugging her mom. And then we find out it's not really her mom. And mm-hmm. that entire scene was heartbreaking because that's all she wanted was a healthy family.
Mm-hmm.
And for people to care about her and for Vecna to just twist that was amazingly awful. It was amazing from a production standpoint, from a story standpoint. Oh, it was gorgeous. But mm-hmm. from a human standpoint, it hurt.
Yeah, and like how she like escapes thinking of that song that now is like number one song on freaking Spotify.
On Spotify, it's all over TikTok. I was in CVS the other day and it came on. Can't escape that song.
Yeah, so just like that scene of her like fighting and then thinking of her and listening to her friends, and you know, they didn't really know if it would work. Like they kind of hoped it would work, but they didn't know if it would work. That was really sad. And it was really sad when she gave everyone their letters. And I'm wondering if we'll get to know what those letters said, because I think she's brain dead. I think she's dead.
11 is going into her mind space. I don't think we have a term for it yet. When she goes into her mind space and is trying to reach Max and there's just nothing. I agree with you on that she's
I think dead. Yeah, I think, and I think that's why 11 was so upset at the end, because she realized that her body is alive, but she's not there. She realized she was too late.
Yeah.
And I think that just, I mean, because Max was really like her first girlfriend, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So Max is really important to 11, you know? Like,
it really is. And she's so sweet in her own way and didn't deserve all the traumas that life threw at her. Speaking of trauma, so we know that season 4, volume 4, was split into two parts. Now, this could have been done because of post-production delays, because they wanted time to market it, because Netflix has been messing with different release schedules, like with Arcane coming out in 3 segments. It helps boost ratings, things like that. Going in, when part 1 of season 4 was released, how did you feel about the Vecna reveal being number 1?
I thought that was very clever, because I really didn't see that coming. Like, I was kind of like, about Henry, thinking, okay, he's dead. And then I kind of forgot about Henry, because I was like, whatever, he's dead. Yeah. And then when I kind of saw the fucking cute dude who plays a young Grindelwald, I was looking at him and went, I don't think I trust your handsome cuteness.
Oh, he's an orderly and he's trying to help 11.
There's just something about him and I was like, I don't know if I really trust you. I kind of want to trust you, but I just...
Much.
It was revealed that he was Henry and went, oh, fuck. And then when you put it together that he was Vecna, I went, oh, fuck again. But, like, because, like, I didn't trust him, but I didn't think he was Henry or fucking Vecna. You know what I mean? Like, I was iffy about him. But, like, I wasn't thinking he was the big bad, okay? I was just...
Yeah.
I'll come back later.
I thought the connection to Vecna was really creative, but... And I enjoyed it. Just, it was kind of like progressing and I went, okay, okay, and okay. I didn't have like a, oh my goodness kind of moment. I don't know if like my brain just didn't have like an oh wow trigger to it, but it was a lot of fun. And it was a good reveal.
I liked how they did it, because you had 11 in her memories and then you had Nancy with Vecna, and then it's slowly kind of like, it's like together. You had two stories happening at the same time, but really they're the same story. And I liked how they did that. And you know what I liked? I liked that they brought back, like, they brought, like, the horror-ness of this.
Yes.
I definitely
feel like season 3 was missing that, and it was a lot slower.
Yeah. And
the story was like, oh, humans are the monster all along, kind of. And I'm like, no, no. give me monsters. Like,
right.
My question about Vecna is, they try to explain through Papa how his power worked and how everyone else got their powers, right? One thing that doesn't make sense to me is, how did Peter, did he just have this strange connection from birth? Where did that connection come from? I just have a lot of questions about how that all works.
Peter?
What was the kid's name?
Henry?
Henry, thank you.
Yeah, Henry. See, that's what I was like, okay, so, but I also
don't really understand. Why did Henry have powers?
Well, yeah, but also, I don't really exactly remember how Eleven got her powers. Did they make the
blood
other...
transfusion, okay. I think, is the thing they went with.
But see, when Eleven sees memories of her mom had powers too.
Right.
Did you catch that? So it
might have been an in-embryo thing, and she got residual powers. I think they need to clear that up in season 5. They might not. They might just leave it be. I just don't understand why powers, why the upside down, and why Hawkins' lab.
Yeah, because the upside down's been there. It's been there.
Yeah, and we can assume that there's upside down all across the world, not just in Hawkins. So is Hawkins on a ley line? Are they going to pull that bullshit?
Like a ley line or like a hellmouth, like with Buffy? Like,
yeah,
what?
We've got a few plot holes in how the powers work. And why does she lose them? How does she get them back? Just through trauma and memories? Then the girl bullying her should have brought out her powers.
Right?
I don't know if that's lazy writing or they're going to address it next season.
Mm-hmm. But also, did they, when Eleven sent Henry to the Upside Down, was he the first human to ever be in the Upside Down? Because it's implied that he created the Mind Flayers. So was he the first human? Or what? Or
yes, I believe so. And then he fell victim to the mist, the particles that they found in Russia. I have questions. Why do the Russians have the particles?
Right.
How did they get the particles?
Right. What they messing with, okay? What they messing with. Anyways. This character who
and again,
made me
why do... Hawkins? Like,
right? Why Hawkins?
I had that issue with Stephen King's writing a lot. Like, why Derry? Like, why are we picking these places? I like it when there's a fundamental reason why, and not just because.
Just because, Caroline. Just because. Character who made me sad, and I really hope he gets some damn happiness.
And gets
laid. Will.
Oh. We were thinking about two different characters. Does need to get laid. I was talking about Hopper.
Oh, well, him too. But Will made me so sad. He made me so sad. And the
Will is probably gay and the poor baby, and he's still connected to the upside down and the mist. I can't.
I need him to have some happiness, because when he's talking to Mike about Eleven, he's not talking about Eleven. He's talking about him. And he turns around and he's sobbing, and Mike's just like oblivious. And you know, and when I look at, then they cut to a scene where Jonathan, and I'm like, good
and
big bro.
Watching him
big
in the mirror.
Bro, because he freaking knows.
And when they're in the back of the pizza area, the kitchens, and he's talking to Will and being the sibling that Will needs to be. And then you're like, but Jonathan has his own trauma, which is why he became a stoner. And I can't. Nancy is too good for both, for everyone. And I don't like the idea of Nancy and Jonathan dating. It doesn't work for me.
I think that Nancy is a strong badass, okay? There's something about her holding
one.
There's something about her holding a gun that I'm like, I like you because you are still some feminine, kind of girly girl, preppy chick, and you can shoot a fucking gun. And I appreciate them breaking that goddamn fucking stereotype.
Yeah, it wasn't Steve Harrington with the shotgun for the final shots.
Okay. I don't think Nancy needs to be with anyone. I don't think they need to give her a love interest. I think
Robin does. Robin needs happiness, just like Will.
Yeah, but Nancy, nah. She's a strong, independent woman. She don't need no one, okay? Nope. I think, honestly, her being with someone kind of holds her back. Because as much as I love Jonathan and as much as I love Steve,
she doesn't and they both deserve happiness, them.
They just... They're not quite there for her. They're not there. They're not enough for her. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong because Steve Harrington is one of my favorite fucking characters.
And he's grown too. He went from very childish, like fuck boy kind of guy to I actually have this dream of having a family and going on adventures.
Yeah. Like, and
you can see the progression there.
Exactly. So I'm not saying there's anything wrong with him because he's not. And I honestly, that's why I was so worried for him this season because you know that boy would fucking do something stupid to save those kids. You know,
especially if like Dustin is in trouble. Say it was Dustin instead of Eddie in the bat circle and Steven saw it. Like, you know, he would have jumped in and gotten himself killed.
Exactly. He would do that for any of them. Those are his kids. He may bitch about being a babysitter, but at the end of the day, you know where he wants to be is with those fucking kids.
Someone has to protect them.
Exactly. So
you need an adult to your adult. He's not even an adult himself. He's still making it up as he goes.
Exactly. And then Jonathan didn't really do anything this season, and I was a little disappointed that they kind of just, you know, like, he was the driver and the stoner, and I'm like, can you guys give him something to do? I feel like he just kind of, like, ignored the fact that he actually is pretty smart, he's not dumb, and he's pretty brave, and you just kind of, like, where'd he go? Because I think he's very, very sweet, and I don't think there's anything wrong with
story
sweet.
For this season was everyone handles trauma differently.
Yeah, it was. They do handle it differently. And I was really upset at Mike for not noticing Will and just kind of being all about his girlfriend. And I'm like, that's reality because that happens. But come on, guys.
Yeah, I know. Poor Will. He's still going through it.
Exactly. I need that boy to have some happiness. On the other hand, I did get my reunion with Eleven and Hopper. I was telling Mom, I was like, I swear to you, God, if we end this season and then there is not a goddamn reunion with Hopper and Eleven, I'm going to have some fucking words with Netflix.
Yeah.
But yes, it's just Eleven and Hopper reunited. And her, when she's sobbing, she's like, I kept the door 3 inches open. Like, because his letter made me bawl, okay? I was bawling. They are my favorite freaking.
Hopper breaks my heart because the man just wants to be left alone in his goddamn cabin.
Right. And, you know, he never intended to adopt this kid who likes waffles, okay? He really did it, but then he never walked away from her. Everything he ever did was to protect her because she saved him as much as he saved her.
Oh, definitely, because he was so self-hating about what happened with his child.
Mm-hmm.
One, which wasn't his fault, it's the U.S. government's fault,
right,
for introducing Agent Orange and fucking up everyone's reproductive systems. And he was heartbroken. She needed a family because so much of her life was spent in the facility. And even most of, like, this adventure, she was still back in Papa's control. And it was heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm. It was heartbreaking. And I just, their reunion was great. And I loved it. Like I said, Eleven saved Papa. She really did, because he really did not care about anything. And he was full of so much hate and so much pain and anger. And then this little girl comes into his life and changes it. And yeah, some crazy shit happens, but you don't fuck with his kid.
Nope.
Okay.
And he's just heartbreaking. Like, can the man get some love? Like, I can't.
And
he did all of these for the kids, and they don't even know what he went through in Russia. He doesn't even know that he fought the Mind Flayer and the Demodogs again.
All right. But no, and I love Joyce because Joyce is like,
fuck it. Like, when Yuri was asking for the 40,000, she was just like, obviously I'm going to give it to him. Like, obviously we're going to break him out of prison. There was never any hesitation
there wasn't.
Oh crap, I shouldn't do this. Joyce was just like, hey kids, I'm going on a conference for work. Bye. Like, I'm going to go save Hopper.
Yeah. And even, and I think a part of her was probably thinking, okay, this could totally be a fucking trap. This could be a lie, but I gotta take it because it's Hopper. And I love him. And Eleven needs her dad. And let's do this.
You know who also needs to be reunited with their kid? The Russian soldier that helped
I
Hopper.
know. I hope we get
Like,
to see him
he
again.
has a child! He's now in the US! He is a refugee! KGB is after him! Are you ever going to see your child again? You're in this
Right?
podunk Indiana!
Right, they are in Indiana. Of all the places for this to take place,
Jesus Christ.
Indiana?
Like, I've been to Indianapolis. There's nothing there. Literally nothing.
Now I want to think of the most obvious place that a store that this would take place in, and all I could think was Chicago. I
Why Chicago?
don't know. It just was the first thing. If I write a book, well, I'm writing several, but I want to make sure I pick places that are specifically for you, where you have to ask why this city, why this town, Keeley. I want you to call me up and yell at me because you don't know why I picked this damn town.
Like, it's okay if you pick the town because, like, oh, that's where you grew up. That, like, that's what you know best, or you moved there, or something. There has to be some significance to your location. And I need to know why Hawkins?
It
I
bothers
have.
you that much?
Why?
Is Hawkins a real place?
I don't know. You can look it up. Let's see. Is Hawkins? It is a fictional town, while many of its streets and neighborhood names are based on real places. It is based growing up on Durham, North Carolina. Then make it in Durham. Why are you making it a fictional town? If you're basing it off of another town, just put it in that town.
He almost made
Sorry.
me spit out my Mountain Dew, and it would have been really painful.
I don't understand.
I had a feeling nothing was going well because we paused because we had to pee, and it still had like an hour left of the finale. And mom and I went, she's mom's like, wait, we still have a fucking hour. And her and I looked at
I mean,
each
I'm
other and
not
went,
mad.
oh,
I
fuck.
love Stranger Things, the movie. Like, I enjoyed
Right.
that format. Same thing
Right.
with Sense8. I really liked
Right.
having just a lot of content and being able to watch it at my whim.
And I was so upset about Max. And then she was dead. And then
Then
Eleven
she
brought
was
her back.
brain dead.
Yeah.
Kid
You
can't
know,
catch a goddamn break.
earthquakes. And then freaking earthquake.
Oh my God, when. Dustin is talking to Eddie Munson's uncle.
Oh my God.
My heart shattered, and I do not cry at like t television or movies very often. My heart
I was crying.
shattered.
I was crying because his uncle freaking loved him. And you've got everyone who thinks he's a monster, thinks Eddie is a monster. And he just wants to know where his nephew is. And Dustin's like, I can't
All
even tell
these
you
people
everything.
have him like down as a murderer and starting a sadist club that's going around killing people
Yeah,
when.
Satanist Club, and just no. And Dustin's like, you, he was a hero, and I just need you to know this. And I just, it was a really, I was
My
crying
heart
because
broke.
I'm just like, no, Eddie. And I'm like, why did you have to kill him? Why couldn't you? I hate you. I was so sad. And that scene just with Dustin and his uncle was just so sad.
Oh, it was heartbreaking, and I like seeing like everyone help out at the relief center. That struck home with me specifically because after Hurricane Sandy, Staten Island got absolutely railed, and I'd spent a week at the bowling alley in the parking lot, sorting clothes and judging, if items were clean or what can be donated, which
You have
kids would
less than a
need
minute.
coats. Yeah, oh well. Which kids would need coats? So that struck with me because I've been in that situation when I was helping, and it's so tough.
Yeah.
All right, let's
I
move
haven't been in that situation, but
on. Let's switch
it was a
over.
good, But no, I liked the scene of them showing everyone trying to help too. I thought that was a really touching scene. And I can't remember who
and
said it.
Robin, she was so dorky, and she found the dorky girl, and they're so cute.
They are. But I can't remember, because it was Steve, Nancy, and Robin who went, and then they're like, I can't remember who asked, but one of them asked, how can we help? It could have been Steve. I think it may have been Steve. I don't know.
I don't remember. Stop.
I can't remember. But it was just a, how can we help? And then 11 walking into the hospital room and seeing Max was just.
And poor Lucas. He's trying his best. He doesn't even know at this point that 11 was in Max's head.
Mm-mm.
Lucas doesn't know anything at this point other than that Max is now in a coma because of him.
Yeah. And it's not his fault. And it's not necessarily his fault. He was fucking trying. You know?
And
like
fucking
it's not
Jason.
His fault. Yeah, it's not his fault that Jason fucking fucked up shit. And I like that Erica was in the hospital room with Lucas, because her and Lucas may not get along, but that's still her brother, and that is still basically the chick he loves in the hospital.
Are we not going to talk about a high school student beating up a little girl?
Right? Like,
come on! Come on! Right.
But hey, she need him in the junk. That was beautiful.
And the critical hit joke was hilarious.
But no, it's like, seriously, and I really hope they clear up Eddie's like name, because he didn't do anything wrong.
He doesn't deserve this.
No, he does not. Do you think Papa is actually dead?
I think he is. I think they Gooden killed him. But you still have that other general that's after them, so it's not like that story is done.
Yeah, and we still don't know if Dr. Owens is alive or dead.
Yep.
So, but
there's still some mixes. So we will see. There's some loose ends that they have to take care of in season 5.
Yeah. I mean, season 5's the last season, which is tragic all in itself. Unless they decide to do like some spinoffs or something, which
they're going to end up with a spinoff. Come on. It's made them way too much money.
Yeah, I think Stranger Things is one of their most popular originals.
Yeah.
Like, so what do you think we can expect in the next and final volume of Stranger Things? What are your predictions?
My predictions is one of the main characters are going to die. I don't know who. I hope it's not Will, because poor baby has been through hell and back.
I know.
He's been connected to the Upside Down since season 1. They hinted at it since season 1, okay? They have been playing the long game here.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of Will, I think he is going to have a major part to play. I don't know what part he's going to play, but I think it began with Will, and I think it's going to end with Will.
Because haven't done anything with Will since. Like, he was such a pivotal character, and then he became a side character.
Yeah.
He was just there and anxious all the time.
Yes, I think he's going to be an important character. My friend and I, his name's Michael, he likes dinosaurs, and him and I were talking about Stranger Things, and he's like, you know, I kind of think he's going to be a bad guy. I think he's going to switch sides. And I'm like, I was like, he's not like necessarily him being bad, but I think he's going to get used by fucking Vecna and become like a little mole or something. And I'm like, I really hope not. This poor baby's been through enough. I really hope that Will is the one who helps him figure out how to end all of this. I want him to be the hero, okay? I want him to be the key to all of this. I'm not saying no one else ain't going to have their parts, but I want Will to... You know how he drew that painting and he's like, he was telling Mike that you're like the heart and leading everyone. I want that to be Will. I think it is time that Will stopped being a side character and a show that started with him.
I agree with that, but I'm not invested in Will as a character because he was a side character for so damn long. Like, they'll really have to pull out some fantastic writing
Yeah.
for me to root for Will. But if he ends up getting, like, taken over by another entity, I'm just gonna be like, okay, bye. Like, I don't have a personal, like, attachment to the character anymore.
But I think they should do that. I think that's what they should do. I don't think Vecna is dead. I think
Oh,
he's gonna
there's no
come
way in
back.
hell.
He's licking his wounds and he's enjoying the chaos that just happened because Hawkins is freaking a health fucking hell, okay?
The
Like
hellscape, damn Skippy.
hellscape. And how the fuck are they going to explain this to these people, okay? Like,
No, I'm excited. They have a lot of work ahead of them.
yeah, they do. How are they gonna explain this, okay? Like,
They called it a 7.4 earthquake. That was the excuse they went with.
and now you've got
Bullshit.
like freaking volcanoes, not really a volcano, but you know what I mean? There's fire and things are dying, and
It's
like,
literally like the apocalypse. You had the fire and brimstone, and I'm
exactly.
so goddamn excited. I love anything big creatures, big reactions, like I love things like that. When the earth started cracking, I was like, oh, that's so cool. I loved every minute of it. I know it was supposed to be something bad in the show,
Oh my
but
God.
the effects were so good. Made me happy. I like when things go to hell, so.
Well, I had a feeling it was going to go to hell. Like, I'm like, I don't think this is gonna be all yay, we won. I did enjoy Vecna being Molotov. That was great. That was amusing.
That was fun.
That was kind of great. But I don't think that's the end of him
Nope.
at all. He's gonna come back, baby, and he's gonna be pissed.
Yep. Will is
But
going to be the next big bad.
I hope he. I this is what I hope for Will. I hope either he's gonna be the next big bad, which would be an interesting thing. I'd be intrigued. There's some good writing, or he's gonna be the way they beat the big bad.
But I
That is
don't
my
want it
prediction.
to be like a stereotype of Will ends up possessed by the villain, and then they have to appeal to his humanity, come back to us, Will, sort of thing. I don't want them to do that. It's been done so many times.
That's my favorite part of Buffy. When Xander is talking to Willow and trying to get her to calm down, and he's like, if you're gonna end the world, then well, hey, just start with me, because I'm where I'm supposed to be. The world's ending. I want
It's
to be with
been
you.
so done so many times.
I know, but it's beautiful, and don't knock it, okay?
Gotta be damn
I love
good.
the shit. I love the shit.
Ugh.
But,
Anywho, I don't want Steve and Nancy to get back together. I'm happy with them
no.
not dating.
Yes, and I think
I think
Jonathan
they're
and.
setting it up, and I'm mad that they're setting it up.
No, because I don't think they should. I think I like them being friends, okay? I don't think Nancy needs to be with anyone, okay? And I don't think. Because again, Nancy is a badass,
I
okay?
think that's going to be some of her personal growth throughout the show, is that she's always dating somebody. And then the end result is that she doesn't need anybody and she could focus on herself.
Yeah, I think she's tough. She really is. She is super tough. And like I said, there's just something about Nancy Wheeler with a gun that I'm like, hi. So I have a crush on you. How's it
Along
going?
that line, Robin is amazeballs, and I
Love
want her
Robin.
to be happy so
I
much.
love Robin so much. And I love her and Steve's relationship
Oh,
so
yeah.
much.
It
It's
is
so
the
great.
perfect platonic friendship, and I love how Steve is trying to convince Nancy, like, we're just friends. And Nancy is like, yeah, no shit. Like, she sees right through that so bad.
Yeah, they're like the best definition of platonic soulmates. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah, I
Robin and
wish.
Steve, platonic soulmates,
Yeah,
because they get each other.
definitely.
And I like that, like, he doesn't make a big deal of out of when she comes out to him and
He's
or
just
anything.
like,
He just
okay.
and then he's like, he acts like it's just another person, and then he's like, seriously, her? There are like so many other girls. I'm like, I love you, Steve Harrington.
That and he's like, are you gonna make a move or are you gonna stay here all day? And he's like, go.
Right? Like, I love that there was not a big deal about it. He just completely accepted it and went, okay, and then was like getting on to her about not talking to Vicky, and just I loved it.
And I love how Vicky at the end is making instead of a PB&J, a double peanut butter sandwich, and it's such a double entendre.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
And I liked that she was rambling the way that Robin does, too.
And Robin was like, right.
I'm just like, and Steve's looking over like, ah, finally, Jesus.
Yeah. Like, you pulled my ass.
Right? Steve's just like, my God, seriously? Finally. Ugh. But no, and I don't think Steve needs to be with anyone either, okay? Mainly because there's not a chick in there that I could, like, that we've met that I'd be cool with him being with. You know what I mean? They haven't made the perfect woman for Steve.
They haven't. And I didn't like his role as a womanizer. It didn't fit him.
And he's a great character. And I think... And I hope Jonathan has more of a part to play in the next one. And I think he will, especially if Will is going to have a major part. Obviously, Doris is going to be there because she's kind of sort of adopted Eleven as her own kid, too. So, you know, she's got three kids. And I do like
that they all just have adopted the whole gang. So it's like, yeah, you take one, you take all of them at this point. They're a package deal.
Well, yeah, and I loved how Mike hugged Copper, you know, because, like, yeah, that's Eleven's dad, but that's also kind of, like, hi. Because I feel like the rest of their parents are so removed from everything that's happening. Like, they don't understand what's happening.
Like, Dustin's mom is kind of annoying to me. Yeah. Like, she just goes along with the fact that this high school jock douche just announced that her son is in a sadistic club, in a satanic club. She just goes along and is like, my son would never do that, or you got this wrong. She doesn't defend him at all. I'm like, really? This, you know, 17, 18-year-old kid is shit-talking your son? Like,
right?
What, lady?
Right. So, yeah. Obviously, Hopper's going to be there, because you know Eleven is going to be like, in the thick of it, you know, she's Supergirl, superhero. Right, she's gonna be warrior. There, and Hopper's gonna be there with Flamethrower because no one's touching his little girl, and she's gonna be like, I'm not a little girl, okay?
Like, no, sure, you are.
Right? Yeah, you are. And I don't know what they're gonna do with Argyle. I think they just like, is he staying? Is he just like,
I don't know, is he just there?
I also just loved how, like, casual he was about Eleven's power. Like, he goes up to her and he's like, yeah, that'll work. I know where we're going. And he's just like, he doesn't question it. He just is like.
The power of droogs.
Okay. Yeah,
all the droogs.
I have a freezer for us that we can put water in and some salt for her. Cool. I'm just like.
I like how Mike made glasses out of the pizza box. They're so creative. Right?
I'm just like, that's so dorky.
I'm like, there's no fucking way you just did that in a few minutes.
Oh, no, they are a bunch of nerds.
I know, but that was a bit much. But all in all, I enjoyed season 4 a lot more than I did season 3.
I really liked season 4 so much. It's the best season. It is just so good. I fell
in love with season 1, and they had a clear story in season 1, and I feel like they lost some of that story and drive, and it sounds like they're finally back on the up and up. And going into next season, so.
I think so, too. I'm so excited and so impatient to see what they do with Volume 5. Because I think it's going to be even better than this season. I think they're going to go all out and give us some delicious probably painful horribleness.
Yeah. Oh, yes. One of the mains is going to die. I don't know who, but someone is going to die.
I think it's going to be Steve. I really do.
Probably going to be
really,
Steve.
I really, really do. I don't want to say that. And I want Steve to live, but I just this feeling.
Yeah, I also think it's going to be Steve. Just because they made him so likable this season.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave him a story arc, a redemption arc. They made him likable, so now they gotta kill him. Like, I think that's how the writers are working, and you could see the wheels turning.
Yeah, and like I said, it would make so much sense for him to die protecting the gang. It really would. Like, he would freaking do it if it meant they all got to live.
Oh yeah, in a heartbeat. He's gonna go out in a blaze of glory.
Like, no freaking hesitation, nothing. Do you think we'll see Eddie again? Do you think they'll have him come back in some which way or form?
No, I don't think they would do that. His death was too meaningful.
Yeah, I just miss him, and we didn't get enough of him.
I really do hope they clear his name, though.
Me too, definitely. Nancy, you better get on that.
Yeah. Like, Nancy, you're the prom queen. Like, you're the princess of the town. Like, fix your shit.
Yeah. And, like, the editor of the newspaper, like.
Yeah. Like, no one's going to listen to Dustin screaming at the top of his voice about how good Eddie was.
No, but if you say it, they're going to be like, wait, sweet, innocent Nancy Wheeler?
Yep, and she was one of the ones not in the Hellfire Club photo,
mm-hmm.
So I feel like that would carry a lot more weight.
Exactly. All right, well, thank you for listening to us talk about Stranger Things. Again, if you've listened to this entire episode and you haven't watched the episode itself of Stranger Things or even the entire volume, wow. But if you
have, that's your own fault. We gave you exactly. Spoilers, we gave you warnings, like, at that point, it's just your fault. Hi. If you made it this far, welcome to the end of the episode.
Exactly. Thank you for listening to us ramble. Always rambling. Tell us what you think.
Were you disturbed by season 4? And are you so hyped for season 5? Let us know.
Exactly. Let us know what you think and what you predict for the next season. Until next time. Ciao.
Bye.